Now, at age 23, Kent Cook is not the youngest mayor in America, but he is likely the only one who also plays college baseball. Cook is the starting second baseman this spring for the Huskies of St. Cloud State University in Minnesota. And last fall, he was elected mayor of Loretto, 55 miles away. Greg Eklund reports on a man who is sometimes called a mayor, a ball player, and a student all on the same day.
Loretto is a town of 650 sitting on the western edge of Hennepin County, the same county where Minneapolis is situated. It's only a half of a square mile, so there aren't any stoplights. The busiest part of town is the railroad crossing, where freight trains pass through daily. Across the street from the railroad tracks is the Choo Choo restaurant. That's where Jim Olson is enjoying a beverage at the bar. He's unfazed by the fact that Loretto's mayor, Kent Cook, is playing today with the St. Cloud Huskies. Olson voted for Cook, and he likes his new mayor.
I think the best part about it is he's probably young enough, he doesn't really have an agenda, you know, a personal agenda that to say. And it's kind of exciting to have some new blood, young blood in town that cares about the city.
Former mayor Barry Anderson, who owns the Choo Choo restaurant, decided not to run again. The only other candidate was Tom Van Busekom, a last-minute write-in candidate who served as the town mayor in the 1980s. Cook said he felt compelled to run.
The rumor was around town that no one wanted to do it, and I felt like that was pretty sad that no one would want to step up to the plate and take on this responsibility.
So Cook took a swing at the job, successfully fending off Van Busekom's challenge. But now he's deep into multitasking. The Huskies are in the home stretch of their baseball season, with aspirations of making it to the NCAA's Division II championship. After he graduates next month, Cook plans to live at home with his parents. Until then, he's racking up the miles between St. Cloud, Loretto, and wherever an interview for a full-time job takes him. Despite making only a few thousand a year as mayor, Cook says he knew what he was getting into. Sort of.
I did, but at the same time, it's still been an eye-opening experience so far. You know, you don't really get a whole lot of background information. You get a little orientation before, but it really wasn't as much preparing that I really would have liked, I guess, or expected.
When the word filtered around the St. Cloud State baseball team last fall, few took Cook's political ambitions seriously, including his coach, Pat Dolan.
He ended up calling me because it was on his Facebook page. You know how kids are. Sometimes they put stuff on Facebook just as joking around and stuff, but he called me after. And first I was concerned about it because how's a guy be a mayor of a city and then also be a full-time student, much less be a baseball player?
All right, any other discussion on that?
Cook's current class load is the least of his worries. He needs only 3 credit hours to earn his finance degree. More critical is the time crunch caused by conflicts between his games and the city council meetings. On this day, fresh from a doubleheader sweep, Cook is now in the center seat as mayor, only 10 minutes after the meeting started.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Cook is in the first of a 2-year term. He's not sure if he'll run again. For now, his homework is working with the city budget. Then he'll be back on the baseball diamond tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.